Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. 855-453. That is our toll-free number. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Chris.
And Ian.
And welcome to our second hour of our show. We do 3 hours of radio every night, 365 days a year, or almost. Sometimes there's a day we are doing a live event at a conference or something like that. You won't hear us then, but we'll record it while we're there, and we will make sure we offer you the best in libertarian ideas and talk. But I wanted to tell you, we've been talking about cryptocurrencies tonight, but I wanted to tell you about the Edge Wallet. Edge Wallet is available for iOS and Android devices. It's a mobile wallet. You can use it to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies. It's user-controlled. That means that you are the only one who has access to your money. You own your own money. There's support for Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Stellar, too many to count. They are a veteran team. They've been building since 2014, and their goal is to secure your freedom. You can find out more at edge.app. That's edge.app. And we have been talking about BitClub. Is that the name of this?
This alleged scheme.
Past tense, yeah.
It's still out there. I mean, the website hasn't been taken down yet. The main administrators behind the scheme appear to have been put in handcuffs, with the exception of one that is still they're looking for this one person. But four out of the five in the indictment have been arrested, three in the United States, one in Germany, and again, the other one is still at large. Looking through the indictment, there's some pretty outrageous stuff in here. But do we have somebody on the line?
I do. Okay. We're going to go to Dan in Portland. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind? Dan?
Hello, Dan. Dan in Portland. I hear somebody there. Somebody in Portland?
Yes.
Hi, who's this? Dan?
Dan, yeah.
Dan, you're on the air.
Great. Now, I wanted to present some information to dissuade suicide bombing, but first, I know you guys love pizza. I have a fantastic pizza trick. Could I give that and be really quick?
Sure.
Sure.
Okay.
If it translates well to radio, go ahead.
As soon as they take pizza out of the oven and cut it into slices so it hasn't had much time to spoil, flip one slice over on top of the other so the toppings are pressed together and protected from the oxygen. This will be immensely more delicious, immensely more nutritious, and stay fresh immensely longer.
If I don't know if I buy that it's going to be more nutritious if you simply turn one slice on top of the other.
More nutritious than if you let it spoil.
Let it spoil.
You're preventing...
How long does it take for pizza to spoil? I mean, yeah, if you left the cheese sitting out in the sun all day or whatever, it might not be so great.
You taste this, and you will not have... You will love it. It will blow your mind. You ever taste pizza when it's really hot? How great it tastes?
Yeah, you sure.
It
burns my
keeps
mouth.
That taste.
I regret it.
Yeah, well, this won't burn your mouth because you can
sure
let it cool
it's
down.
It's
going to
keep more heat in there. It's not
no,
gonna
it
let
ain't.
The heat
you
off
let
it's
it bad. Cool down, and then you put it in the freezer if you want, or you just
freezer?
Let it cool down. It will not spoil. I'm a physicist, and I've done this, and I've given it...
Okay.
All right.
Well, I'm going to give it a try, and interesting. So I put my pieces of pizza together, and that will work.
Everybody's got their thing with pizza.
Put them in a Ziploc bag after the ones you don't eat right away. They're called pizza sandwiches, and seal it, squeeze out
the
air.
Obvious name for it.
Okay. Let me tell you about suicide bombing.
All right.
Okay, please.
We normally think that the soul escapes unscathed from the body at the time of death.
Some
but there is
do.
Evidence to the contrary. We hear of ghosts that appear confused or somehow damaged in violent deaths.
I'm not sure if you can consider stories about ghosts to be evidence. You generally have to have examples.
Right. I agree. It's vague evidence. I've got more. Just listen.
Okay.
Also, it's a reasonable assumption that it is the soul which feels pain when we feel pain. And it is the soul which uses sensory information to make decisions. It is sensitive to tiny forces. So when one blows up the body and the soul, it is possible that it could be absolute death or continual horrific torture. And so I would advise anyone who might contemplate suicide bombing to dispel that notion with superluminal speed.
Well, thank you, Dan. I appreciate the call. And
how was he listening to the show?
It just said radio.
Okay.
So we don't know. I'm not even sure if he was using actual radio waves. He may have just been absorbing them.
Right, into
through
his soul.
Through the pizza. Into his soul. But it is worth noting that we at Free Talk Live do not condone suicide bombing.
No, it's a terrible idea.
And we don't think you should do it.
I mean, you probably shouldn't commit suicide either, but at least if you just commit suicide by yourself, you're only taking yourself out.
You're not really directly hurting anyone else. Indirectly, you will. But yeah, that was an interesting call, I guess.
Life is worth living. I mean, there's a lot of difficulties. People have tough times and everything, and, you know, I get that. But there's really a lot of wonderful things about life, and if you take yourself out of it, you know, just because you're having a tough time, I could understand somebody with, like, a terminal illness.
Sure.
And, you know, they're in constant pain every single day. But if you've just had a series of, you know, bad luck or whatever, it's probably going to turn around for you. And a lot of folks, you know, they appreciate you. You know, they may not tell you all the time, but they do appreciate you. And having you take yourself out of their life, whether you do it as a suicide bombing or just because you want to kill yourself,
right?
It's going to hurt a lot of people.
It does, and I can't. You know, I've been around for a long time, and I've had some really down times. None that I ever contemplated suicide, but I just imagine that, you know, if that event, you know, 25 years ago would have been the one that would have pushed me over, you know, I know how much I've missed. People should stick around. We're going to go to the phones where we've got Hudson Valley guy, Dave, on Discord. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey there, guys. Can you hear me, right?
Wow, yes, you actually called on Discord. You sound good.
I can't stand Instacart, right? I was supposed to work today for Instacart.
Right.
And,
right. You got a job?
Yeah, Instacart,
man, you're knocking them dead today. You're calling on Discord and you got a job. All right, what went wrong? Because something always goes wrong in Dave's world. What happened?
Even women go wrong in my life. But I was supposed to work for Instacart, and, like, you know, because, like, well, on the app, right? You're supposed to, like, you can pick and choose your own hours,
right?
And right, and you can pick and choose your own hours, but, like, you know, and let's say
hold on, before you go, like, on, Dave, let's define what Instacart is. I've never used the service, but I kind of have some idea of what it is.
You take people their groceries, right?
Yeah.
They order the groceries online. You go pick them up and drive them to the person.
Yeah. And, Dave, this is not your first experience with the gig economy, correct? You've done a couple things like this, if I recall. Or have you only worked for Instacart?
I think it was just Instacart, wasn't it?
I've had plenty of jobs before this.
Okay.
Yeah, but that didn't answer the question.
But that's okay. Go ahead and continue.
Oh, let's say the job starts, let's say, because you can choose and pick your own hours, and let's say, Wednesday, you're working from, let's say, maybe 1 to 4, right? So, at, like, you know, like, I want to, like, and there's, like, certain stores you can shop at, but they don't tell you which store to be at. It's like, you know, at 1 o'clock or whatever time you choose to pick, because you can pick your own hours, whatever, like, at that time, at, like, let's say 2 o'clock, you're starting to work, but they don't tell you where to be. It's like, I want to be at a certain store about, like, you know, 1:30, 1:45, you know, getting closer to 2 o'clock so I can walk in and start shopping for a customer. Mm-hmm. But no, on the app, at 2 o'clock, the big map, MAP, it opens up and it starts searching for, for a badge or an order, whatever. And like, it just pisses me off.
Okay, so let's slow down. Slow down. I know you're under some stress here. Hang on, Dave. We're gonna bring you back. We can talk about the frustrations of the gig economy, knowing where the next order is going to come from. That's what Dave is bothered by. He would like to sit in the parking lot of the store that he thinks everyone's going to use, but then they want to have him go to a different store, which might be, a mile away or something like
that. During the 3 hours he wishes to work. 855, 453. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you heard of LibertyCon? LibertyCon is not only a convention with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO and co-founder John Mackey and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith, but it's also unique because you get a chance to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations, one-on-one for the purpose of career advancement, business, and internship opportunities. April 3rd through 5th in Washington, D.C. You can learn more by visiting LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on your registration. That's LibertyCon.com. Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
And not to mention the shedding. I would vacuum the carpet 3 times a week. Frodo was scratching all night long, bouncing on the side of the bed, keeping me awake the whole entire night from all the scratching and chewing. It kind of makes you neurotic.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy?
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Come to Dinovite for help.
Dinovite .com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Dinovite is nutrition. The omega-3 fatty acids,
flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
He gobbles it up. He's not up all night scratching. His shedding is minimal, and it is such a pleasure to have my calm, relaxed, non-shedding puppy back. And I have to thank Dinovite for that.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dinovite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dinovite.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I helped thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do!
To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah!
855-450-3733. That's free as in freedom, 855-450-3733. That's our toll-free number. You can also do like Hudson Valley guy Dave, and you can call in on our Discord.
If you can do it, anyone can do it.
Exactly. We just have a testimonial to how simple Discord is to use. Use your high-speed internet connection. Use your quality microphone. Load the Discord app first. Connect to us. You can find out more about it at discord.freetalklive.com. And you will sound like you are right here in the studio with us. And in the studio, it's Chris.
And Ian.
And I wanted to tell you about LibertyCon. LibertyCon is a unique libertarian, liberty-oriented convention, April 3rd to the 5th in Washington, D.C., for people who want to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations for the purposes of career advancement or business opportunities. Hear from a list of incredible speakers such as Whole Foods' John Mackey. You're going to hear from Vernon Smith, Miriam Issa, Nassim Taleb, a whole bunch of great speakers, and there is more. Visit libertycon.com for more details on additional speakers and events, and use coupon code FTL for a $10 discount on your registration. It's pretty affordable anyway. Student travel scholarships are available, and discount rooms are available for everyone at the Marriott Marquis. Save with early registration at libertycon.com. Use code FTL for a 10% discount. And we have been talking about the gig economy. Hudson Valley guy Dave, I mean, he's found himself a job in the gig economy. And I guess it's some aspects of it can be free. The gig economy being you can work when you want. And this seems to work for Dave. Dave, are you still on the line?
Yeah.
You're being awfully charitable saying it's working for Dave.
I am being charitable. I'm in a charitable mood, unlike the Catholic Church.
Dave has some complaints about Instacart. Dave, how long have you been working for Instacart, this company that allows you to bring grocery deliveries to customers?
I did it back in the heyday. I didn't like it then, you know, and then I started it, a couple of days ago.
Okay.
And nobody told me that when you go to a store or whatever, nobody told me that the customers' groceries or whatever are in like a freezer or a fridge, whatever, to keep, you know, stuff cool or whatever. Nobody told me that.
Where'd you think they kept the ice cream?
Well, no, wait a minute. Hold on. Dave. Are you saying that with Instacart, you weren't aware of whether or not the store had picked the groceries into a pre-picked kind of batch, and then you just come and pick up the pre-picked groceries, or that you had to go around aisle to aisle and actually pick the groceries and put them in the cart and then go check out? How does it work?
What happens when you walk in? Or better yet, walk us through what happens when you first get a notification Instacart saying, wow, Hudson Valley guy, you got a pickup at whatever grocery store.
Because I walked into a Price Chopper, and you know I grabbed the car. On the app, it tells you what the customer wants, like bananas or ice cream, whatever you're supposed to get. And I'm sitting here going up and down aisle to aisle, whatever. And then I scroll down on the bottom of the app. It says look for bags. Look for bags. I thought maybe like shopping bags, you put the customer's groceries in or whatever, and it says, oh, these bags are in, you know, in front of, where the cashiers are.
So they pre-picked, pre-picked the bags for you, meaning the employees at the store went around and did the actual picking of the items, put them into bags, and your job was to just go pick the bags up. That's actually less work for you. Now, what you're saying is you were confused.
I didn't know that was already done.
You're saying that Instacart didn't do a good job of training you on how to do this job.
I didn't even know what to even do because I walked into the store, I grabbed the car, I was going down up one aisle, down the other, looking for this, looking for that, and I scroll down to the bottom of that, it says look for bags. What do you mean? Like grocery bags, whatever, you put stuff into
What did you do though at that point?
At that point, I scroll down the bottom of the app, and it says, look for bags, and it says, oh, these bags are in, you know, behind cashier register number, whatever, mm-hmm. and it says, and there's these, silver refrigerators or something that yeah. keeping the customers, you know, I like lettuce, milk, or whatever. And so, it has on the bags, it has these customers' names on it, and you're supposed to scan the item, the bags, you know, like bag number one, bag number two.
To confirm.
I didn't know this.
But did they provide all that information that you could have if you would have scrolled down through the app and you would have read everything carefully? Was it a case of them not telling you at all, or was it a case of you didn't read? You didn't read, yeah.
Maybe a case of both. Maybe a case of them not.
Okay, so what happened in this case? So you did you end up finding the bags? Did you end up scanning them in? Did you end up taking them to the customer?
Yeah, I scanned them in and I walked out and I brought them to the customer.
Okay.
And I left whatever. Okay. And then another batch came in.
So slow down. So it was a learning experience. Was this your first completed order that happened? Just a couple days ago?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's a good thing.
Congratulations. You did it.
Yeah.
I mean, was the customer happy?
Yeah, they were happy, and then I went on to another customer.
Did they tip you? Did the customer tip you?
No. And then today, I was supposed to work today, and I'm sitting in my car waiting for batches, whatever, because I was supposed to work from 2 to 4.
Yeah.
And I didn't get paid for today because there were no batches. You
There's
know,
nothing to do. This was what actually my ex-girlfriend got into Instacart. She was disappointed as well with
just
the amount of
many.
Volume. There just wasn't really anything going on.
Interesting.
And so for her, she kind of gave up on this. Dave, it sounds like you did, you know, you got through it. The customer got the stuff that they wanted.
Right.
So you're likely going to get paid on that one job. But what you can do is you can just sit at home instead of sitting in the parking lot. I mean, you don't really have to wait in the parking lot for this stuff. You're likely not that far from the grocery stores.
Most normal jobs.
This isn't a normal job.
Right.
Yeah,
no, no, this isn't a normal job. Dave.
Yeah, I know.
Dave.
Yes, I know.
This is the gig economy. This is a
job. Different.
This is a completely different situation. You don't get paid by the hour. You don't get paid just for logging into the app. You only get paid when you do the work. When somebody calls for this, it's the same thing with Uber. It's the same thing with Lyft. Those guys don't get paid for sitting around. They get paid for driving people around in the same way that you get paid for driving food from point A to point B. Thanks for calling in tonight, Dave.
Yeah,
really,
Dave, and I just want to say I'm really glad to hear you're doing it. You know, I'm glad you're showing the initiative to try to make some money.
Yeah,
have a good one.
Me too.
Thanks.
Good for you, man. And it is possible that Instacart didn't do good training. I mean, you know, maybe they didn't make it so Dave had to watch a video or something like that. I mean, with Uber, it was like you watch one video and you're in. You know?
Yeah, it's pretty easy. $8.55, $4.50 free. I just wish the guy luck.
Or maybe Dave skipped it. I don't know.
I'm thinking that could have happened, too. What do you think? Do you work in the gig economy? Have you done something in the gig economy? This is Free Talk Live.
What good is living in a free society if you don't live a free life? Being stuck in a job or being locked into a relationship, but you're not free to do what you want. I'm Caleb Jones, and I've taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income businesses and how to date women under your terms. Watch our free, on-demand replay training with me so you can learn how to create location-independent income and date women the way you want. Go to alpha.freetalklive.com.
You love Bitcoin. It's the future, right? Well, no, not if everyone stops using it. I mean, think about it. How many places in your town take Bitcoin? One? None? Let's be real. If this Bitcoin thing is ever going to happen, it's going to need your help. The good news is, the guys at AnyPay have your back. We built a website called helpmetakebitcoin.com, and it's a place you can send any business, and they'll be set up to take Bitcoin in 5 minutes. helpmetakebitcoin.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The government is not going to shut down before Christmas. Top lawmakers say they've reached a tentative agreement on federal government spending, giving Congress and the White House about a week to work out the particulars before funding runs out on December 20th. As the House Judiciary Committee debates articles of impeachment against President Trump, Republican Congressman Steve Shabbat of Ohio reminds us,
200 years, our nation's history, we had one impeachment, Andrew Johnson, for 200 years. And now in less than 50 years, we're on our third, which is really unfortunate, I believe. I think they're lowering the bar. They're making this too routine. And I think that's very dangerous.
A U.S. trade deal with China has been agreed to in principle. The handshake deal still needs to be approved by President Trump. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That is our toll-free number. That's free as in freedom. 855-450-3733. And I wanted to say thank you. I wanted to say thank you to JP, who is a member of our Amplifier program. JP goes back so far that this was before we had levels for the amplifiers. It was just an amplifier.
Yeah. Long run, too. Uninterrupted.
Wow.
Then, yeah.
That is really good. What these are, amplifiers are people that want to contribute to the show to make sure we get on more radio stations and continue our outreach. We spread the message of liberty to lots of ears and minds all across the United States and around the world. He felt that it was worth making a regular contribution to that. I do it too. I'm a silver amplifier. I send Free Talk Live $5 a month because I think it's a good use of my scarce Liberty dollars. I just want this message to be heard by more people. You can find out more at amp.freetalklive.com. And thanks again, JP, for an awfully long run, and we wish you continued success in the new year and a happy holiday.
Indeed. So, did we have somebody waiting?
I do. I have Jim calling from New Hampshire. Jim, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi. How are you today?
Hey, Jim. What's on your mind?
Nice. I like to give the dump button a workout every once in a while. Now, what did I say? Didn't I say something to the effect of, it's a call from Twitch? Yeah. I hope they have something interesting.
You totally predicted that call. Even though you hadn't screened it, we didn't know what the guy sounded like.
No, but it's just, unfortunately, a lot of callers, hear us on, you know, regular terrestrial radio. That's cool. But Free Talk Live's message goes out on lots of different things. It goes out on YouTube. It goes out on Twitch, on DLive. And people can listen to us, you know, and go to our website and go to all sorts of different things. And they'll sometimes call the show. And sometimes they have some really interesting and compelling things to share. And sometimes it's like that last caller, unfortunately.
Sad.
Yeah, it is.
What's also sad is people being taken advantage of by Bitcoin scams.
It never stops.
Well, and it didn't stop before Bitcoin. So it's not like, you know, these are new concepts, Ponzi schemes or whatever. I mean, you know, you can't say, oh, this is the fault of Bitcoin. No, this is just the people. This is just what some of them do. They're dishonest and they lie and they cook up a scheme and they use people's greed. You know, they play up greed and try to get people to invest in things that are really a bad idea. And you just have red flags flying up everywhere of like, whoa, look out, scam alert. But sometimes people are blinded by what sounds like an opportunity that they just can't pass up. It's too good to be true.
It usually is.
Yeah, and in this case, in BitClub's case, it definitely looked pretty scammy to me when I first saw it back in probably 2015, 2014. I don't remember which conference I was at the time.
You just get that feeling.
It wasn't just a feeling. It was looking at the, you know, I looked at it. You know, the guy that was promoting it is sort of this well-known libertarian guy who goes to a bunch of different libertarian conferences. I didn't know who he was, but a lot of people knew him. Like Ernie Hancock, you know, knows him. And he's one of these, I don't know if his family was particularly wealthy. I think that's the story, is that he's got a wealthy family. And so he looks the part of a successful guy. He's like always flying around on jets, on his social media. He would always show his like tickets to where he's going. You know, he's going to this island there, and he's going to this country over there, and you know, he's always going somewhere. When he showed up at Anarchapulco a couple of years ago, he came on the same private jet as Ron Paul. So you know, he's hanging around with the, you know, the high rollers and the big wigs, and he had a lot of money to show off.
Right.
He didn't. You know, I don't know how much of it came from the BitClub network, which they say here in the indictment rolled in over $700 million from its various different victims over about a five-year span of time. And he was just one of five people who has been indicted. And to his credit, in the indictment, they do say that at one point he did confront some of the other alleged conspirators with, why were they taking money from investors and just buying stuff with it when they were supposed to be investing it in this mining scheme or whatever? So he did seem to have some kind of a conscience. You know, obviously it'll be interesting to hear what his excuse is for this, or what his story is for why he was involved in it. He was at such a high level, though, it would be hard to believe that he didn't know what was going on.
Or at least suspect. The guy, this had been going on for 5 years, and he was involved back to the beginning, I assume.
I presume. I remember him going pretty far back with this. He's not the one in the indictment who is saying the most offensive things. They attribute that to a man named Matthew Gotcha, who at some points calls the people who are investing in his scheme idiots and some other not so nice terms that, you know, obviously he's looking down his nose at the intelligence of the people who were backing his efforts to get RAF, as he describes it, rich as F. Is what they're talking about here. So, I mean, they...
Real quick.
In the chat logs, Weeks isn't included in these logs. It's between the Gotcha and the other guy named Balakai, and they seem to be really the real architects of the scheme. Weeks seemed to be more of a promoter. He was going around to the conferences and, you know, whipping up people and telling them about the opportunity and speaking on stages and things like that.
And a lot of people, and we talked about this before, a lot of people will associate, you know, oh, another Ponzi scheme out of crypto. I mean, yeah, it happens. It happens in all kinds of different ways. Do you know when the first Ponzi scheme was?
Charles Ponzi.
Charles Ponzi. What year?
Like 100 years ago.
That's almost exact. No, Ian, you're way off. It was 99 years ago.
Was it really?
Yeah, it was 1920, named for Charles Ponzi, and that was the scheme. You know, just if I get people paying in, I can pay out a little bit, and it makes it look like, you know, and then this thing will just continue to go until the last sucker loses his money, and that's
right.
That's it.
They were promising that the memberships in this BitClub network would last for 1,000 days, and they'd get paid a certain amount of money. And in the chat logs between Gotcha and Balakai, Gotcha even says right now the payout doesn't even break people even after 1,000 days, meaning that whatever they're putting in, they're not even going to get that back
right
after the 3-year period that their membership supposedly lasts. And then he says we need to look like we will break them even in 9 to 12 months. So he wanted to pump up the estimates, pump up the numbers on the claims, asking right. the tech to bump up the daily mining earnings by 60%. So just completely falsifying data
right.
in order to get their investors feeling good about, you know, what was going on and, you know, talking to others, because a lot of this, the investors are the ones, the people who've been duped are also selling the opportunity
right.
To people. And they don't know any better. They're just suckers. And that's honestly how they've been described here.
And like the case of OneCoin, and I know this.
Oh, I've got a story about that, too.
We'll probably get OneCoin is another famous scam that's going
even
on.
Even bigger.
Huge.
$4 billion into OneCoin, apparently.
When I would talk, when friends of mine would come and tell me about OneCoin and this new miracle that's out there and I should get in right now, and I just laughed at them. But they always said, you know, I know people involved in OneCoin and you should see their balances. Well, I'm like, well, have they seen their balances? Have they got anything out of it? No, but you can go online. You can see what their...
Oh, yeah, there's a number on a website.
There is. There's actual text on a screen, and that makes me believe that, yeah. And it's just cooking the books. It's not even doing that. It's just making up things out
it's
of thin
air. It's just fraud. Yeah, just fraud. And, you know, a technical version of fraud, which is fooling people across the planet. OneCoin was even more insidious, I would say, than BitClub.
I would, too. And its reach is still being felt. I mean, they're still trying
still
to unravel
there.
It.
Yeah.
Right. But it's going to be a long slog, and a lot of people lost their money.
Yep. And the woman in charge of it is missing.
Oh,
nobody
yeah.
knows where she
nobody
is.
Nobody knows where she is. 855-453. This is Free Talk
Live. Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's free as in freedom. That's our toll-free number, 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Chris.
And it's Ian.
And we have been talking scams. First, we started off with the Catholic Church not really sending people's donations for the poor to the poor people. They were just using that for the general Vatican fund, just sort of like the United States government does. And we've been talking about scams in the crypto world. This one, which was called BitClub, ended up, an indictment was released yesterday or today, indicting the...
Four out of the five indicted.
People being taken for a ride.
On a mining scheme where they were invited to pay upwards of $2,000. Well, apparently first you had to pay $100 to become a member. Yet nothing for that except the membership.
Do I get a card or something? Or?
Maybe, I don't know. But then you were entitled to buy into the $500 mining pool or the $1,000 mining pool or the $2,000 mining pool. And if you paid the $2,000, you got 70% profits. Now, if you only did the 500, you'd get 50% profits.
Wow. So, and they were saying that we're going to buy Bitcoin mining equipment with this money, and you will get a share of what that mining equipment produces.
And I think that they did have some mining equipment at some point, because they kind of had to in order to show serious investors that they were, you know, investing in real equipment or whatever. At one point in the indictment, that is discussed among the alleged co-conspirators is like, well, we got to have some transparency if we want to get big money in here. We got to show them they actually have a piece of some mining equipment and not just give them promises. Because I remember seeing, looking at, like, of course, Bitcoin's a public thing, right? Like, you can go and you can look at the blockchain, you can look at all the transactions, you can, there's all kinds of data that you can crunch. And you can also see who's mining. You can see I'm trying to think of the website, but there's a few different sites out there.
Blockchain.info used to have some information on miners and
Yeah, there's another one called Coin Dance. That's what I was thinking.
Yes,
Coin.dance is the website. And they show you like a pie chart with the names of the different, the major miners. There's some smaller
the bigger pools.
The bigger mining pools. And the way a Bitcoin mining pool normally works is you buy your own equipment. And you hook up your equipment and you connect to this address on the internet and your equipment does mining and it's sort of working in tandem with the other equipment around the planet that happens to be in the same mining pool. So the money that you spend is on your equipment and then you join a pool and then you get payouts whenever the pool finds some Bitcoin blocks. You get a share of that based on what you contributed to it. That's your typical setup.
Over the last few years, cloud mining has been more prevalent in that I can get a contract with a number of different companies and I'll say, I'll give you $200 a month. I would like to lease some equipment you've already purchased and you're running in your data center. I want to have a share of that. So a lot of companies will buy a whole bunch of mining equipment and then lease it out as part of their pool.
And in that case, you are, you know, you own a certain amount of CPU time or hardware.
Or they break it down.
Or whatever. I don't have a whole lot of experience with that. In my experience, mining is a very difficult thing to do. I've not ever really taken it too seriously. Just kind of like threw a little bit of money in it, into it just to see what happens. One time it worked out. Another couple times it didn't work out at all. It was a total loss. So it's kind of like a crapshoot. To me, is the way it seemed. But in those circumstances, at least you have some sort of ownership of either CPU time or whatever. Here it was just, well, you're buying into our mining pool, and we're going to give you payouts for 1,000 days.
It's going to be unbelievable.
And as long as people keep paying in, there's money to keep getting paid out because it's a Ponzi scheme, which the people behind it actually admit to. At least one point in the chat logs. Now, one of the things that isn't addressed that I saw, and it was only a 27-page indictment, so on the shorter side for some government indictments, they don't explain how they got these chat logs. I have to wonder, you know, were they just chatting with each other on Facebook, and then the government went to Facebook and, you know, pulled the logs?
Right.
Or did one of these five
turn on the
rest of them and turn over the logs to the federal agents? So it would be kind of interesting to find out exactly how the investigation was conducted, you know, what led to what, and so on.
Right.
We don't know that yet.
We're going to go to the phones where we've got Andrew from Colorado calling in. Andrew, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys. Can you guys hear me all right?
I can.
Yep, go ahead.
Okay, sorry, I'm on my Bluetooth. Hey, I was just calling. I got cut off the other day. I cussed you guys on accident. I apologize.
That's all right.
But this is my second time calling into a talk show, so bear with me. But I was actually calling. I'm getting ready to start a business. And I consider myself voluntarist, you know, anarchist, whatever. Voluntarist fits the best. But I guess I'm wondering how it's even possible to, or if it's possible to start a legitimate business while trying to, you know, with, I guess, some of those principles of not trying to validate the state or ask them for permission or, you know, stuff like that. And, you know, with like taxes and stuff too, that's another thing. I haven't paid taxes in like 6 years because of some of these principles that I have, but at the same time, now I can't, like, finance anything, like a house,
land.
So, like, are there solutions to things like that? Or
I guess I should ask, what kind of business did you have in mind?
Well, this business that I'm getting ready to start, it's a window cleaning business. I've had a couple other businesses, construction ones, but I'm thinking this is going to be something easier. I've done everything, like, above board in the past. So
where are you calling from?
That's what it is.
Colorado.
I'm in Colorado.
Colorado.
So would there be any regulation that makes you get a license or something like that
for window
to be a window cleaner in Colorado?
Well, I guess that's one of the things that is beneficial. There, I do technically need to have a business license to even do business out here, but there's not, you don't have to have the same kind of contracting licenses that, like, require a bunch of testing and money and stuff. So I would probably, to be, like, legitimate, I would probably have to get some sort of licensing and, you know, all that stuff. But I guess one thing I could do to be better, you know, towards the cause is maybe try to accept Bitcoin and stuff like that. But
well, sure,
that's true. But really, I mean, okay, so you come by my business, and I run a small business, and we can get into that too. But you come by, you knock on my door, and you say, I'd like to clean your windows. And I'm like, thank God, I hate doing windows. So I pay you some money, you clean my windows, end a transaction. What more needs to be involved?
Yeah, I would never consider. I would. If you were coming to my business offering to clean windows, I would never be like, well, I'd hire you, but you need to have a business license.
I need to see your paper.
Right.
I just don't think that most, I mean, maybe I'm wrong about this, but I don't think most business owners are going to care.
What
you
people
know?
Would be concerned with is whether you have insurance or something like that, mm-hmm. so you don't accidentally fall through my window. But,
yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
If you were to demonstrate to me that you've done some due diligence, that by hiring you, I'm not going to get in, you know, I'm not liable for a lawsuit or something like that. What do I care?
My viewpoint here is to generally ask forgiveness rather than permission.
Right.
I just cringe when I hear people talking about, well, I need to go down to City Hall and ask them what all I need to do because I want to be legitimate. And it's like, no, why don't you just, you know, grab a business card or print up a flyer or whatever, put your phone number on it, put your email address on it, start marketing the thing, get it out there, because, you know, it doesn't cost as much that way, right? You get lower your cost of starting up. Just get out there, get your feet wet, get some clients, get some business under your belt. The only way the state's going to come after you is if all of a sudden you become the most successful window washer rising to prominence in your area. One thing that you know, you
and
always
then your
see,
buddies will turn you in. All your buddies,
your competitors
washers.
Will turn you in.
Yeah, yeah.
But what you see, what I've seen so many times, and it's sad, is when somebody has a business that takes off and they haven't gotten the permission slips or whatever, then somehow it, you know, catches the attention of like the local newspaper and they run a story on the person. And then it's like, and then it's like this human interest story of so-and-so really did a great job. They got this thing off the ground. And then all of a sudden the government comes in and swoops in and demands compliance. But until that happens, you're usually pretty safe. And I wish you the best of luck with your business, and thank you for calling in here tonight.
Guys.
Yeah, appreciate it. Good luck.
Bye,
thanks,
guys.
Man. Yeah, it's
welcome
interesting.
It's Free Talk Live.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Do you ever feel like you're in jail, a virtual jail, because of your job or maybe your current relationship where you're not allowed to do what you really want to do? I'm Caleb Jones, and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income businesses and how to date women under your terms. Watch our free, on-demand replay training with me so you can learn how to create location-independent income and date women the way you want. Go to alpha.freetalklive.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.